Your brain contains an estimated 100 billion neurons that communicate in rapid-fire succession. The electrical activity sounds like this. But after a brain injury or when the brain is deprived of oxygen, the crackling stops. Without oxygen, all communication in the brain stops within 20 to 40 seconds. It can exist in this quiet state for a few minutes, but then releases a huge wave of electrochemical energy known as a brain tsunami. The energy loss spreads through the cortex and gradually poisons the nerve cells. Then the brain dies unless the patient is revived. For years, researchers relied on animal models and only had a vague hint of what actually happens in the brain when circulation ceases. Recently, they studied human brains of people in Cincinnati and Berlin. Dr. Brandon Foreman is UC's Associate Director for Neurocritical Care Research.
The people that we studied in this particular research were very, very sick. They had devastating brain injuries, and so their families made the very brave decision to withdraw care, allow them to be comfortable. And we simply observed. We simply watched as they went through this process of dying, essentially.
Foreman and UC Neurosurgery Associate Professor Jed Hardings are the first to confirm this sequence of events in a new study reported in the Annals of Neurology. Hardings says their research finds brain damage is reversible for up to 10 minutes.
But with every second and minute that passes, more permanent damage is done.
The two studied the progression of brain tsunamis using sensors inside and outside the brain. Dr. Foreman.
Essentially what we did is when the patient's families made these decisions, we just left things in place. That's all we did. We continued to observe exactly what we'd been observing while we took care of the patient, only now it was recording passively. We just kind of watched in the background. All of this data was recorded as part of our standard of care, essentially. And so we didn't stand there necessarily right there in the room, but we allowed the recordings to progress and then looked kind of offline to see what had happened.
The two say the tsunamis seem to apply to anyone with or without pre-existing brain injuries. It's a natural process that occurs in death. So imagine transferring this knowledge to a patient whose heart has stopped and the blood flow is limited to the brain. Jed Hardings.
Now we know what brain mechanism to measure to diagnose the development of permanent damage and to target with the development of future treatments.
Those future treatments may involve new drugs. Harding says pharmaceutical companies have yet to come up with something to reverse brain tsunamis.
I think it's likely that we've been chasing after the wrong mechanisms because people haven't known about or paid much attention to these brain tsunamis. But now that we know that they're confirmed, I think that my hope is that this will redirect basic science, pharmaceutical research towards targeting these waves.
This information may make the time of death more accurate, which could aid in organ donation. Until a brain tsunami occurs, Harding's and Foreman say the brain is still alive. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.